This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Let's continue to talk about a lack of foreplay involved with Ben R's lovemaking technique.
A Cool in Dallas, you're on GAC.
Hey, big fan of GAC. How's it going, y'all?
Hey, thanks, A Cool. Now, hey, wait a minute. Hold on. Is that really your name, Akul?
My name is Akul, A-K-U-A.
Oh, good. I thought, well, I was going to change mine to Akul. I like that.
All right. Randy Galloway was inducted into the Texas Sports Hall of Fame with John McClain. He's going to run in on John. John, your favorite memories of OG Randy Galloway?
First of all, I want to say congratulations to Randy, who is one of only eight writers in the history of our state who's enshrined in the Texas Sports Hall of Fame. The others, the first class, and we thought we'd never put in another one, the writers were Dan Jenkins, Blackie Sherrod, who was Randy's role model, Mickey Herskowitz and Dave Campbell.
I don't think he wants people knowing that.
And the writers on this weekend were Randy, Shireen Williams, Denny Freeman, and me. And I told a story in my acceptance speech that when I was working at the Waco Tribune Era while I was going to Baylor, Dave Campbell used to bring in all the papers from Houston, Dallas, Austin, San Antonio, and we would pounce on them like sharks on chum. And I read them, and I read a guy who was covering Southwest Conference for the Dallas Morning News, and I told two friends, and one of them was there presenting me Saturday night, Tony Peterson, that if I ever made it to a big city and got to cover a beat, I wanted to cover it like Randy Galloway. And as I watched Randy become a columnist and a talk show host, I have never seen a writer or a talk show host do a better job of having his finger on the pulse of a fan base
100%,
like Randy. Yeah. Randy, 100%. Welcome and congratulations.
There you go, Randy.
Well,
doing,
damn,
sir?
I'm signing off after that. that's nice. That's nice. And if I say anything else, I'll make a fool out of myself. John has set me up very nice.
Have you recovered from Saturday night?
No.
You had a lot of people there.
Yeah, we did. And it was, that's the thing. And I said it Saturday night in that little speech. It's, you spend your whole life working in Texas, 50 years sports writer, 29 sports talk radio. Landry was there with me, not for 29, but for part of it. And an award like this comes along, and I get nervous, and I know you do too, John, when you say, well, wait a minute, now you're going to be in the same room in Waco with the Texas Sports Hall of Fame with, of course, my all-time hero, and he still is, the late, great Blackie Sherrod, with Dan Jenkins, God, with the King of Houston, Mickey Herskowitz, and, of course, Mr. Texas Football, Dave Campbell. I don't think I deserve that. However, I know I'm not that good, but I'll say this. They offered it. I damn sure accepted.
You're darn right.
Yeah, right.
Randy. Ed Werder did a great job introducing Randy. He did a tremendous job. And later, I think it was Brad Sham, was looking over at Randy's table to make a point about Randy, and he wasn't there. And he said, "Where's Galloway?" And he said, "He's over there getting a beer." And he said, "Anytime you say, 'Where's Galloway?' you look for where the beer is."
Darn right.
I think that was Babe Rosenberg who said.
Yeah, it was Babe.
Who was giving that. And I had just gotten up to go to the bar, and then I'll be darned. You saw what happened there.
The only guy I've ever seen drink 12 beers and then order a milkshake at the bar, Randy Galloway, joining us here on In the Loop Sports Radio 610. I wanted to get your take on this NIL situation, because you were covering the beat back in the Southwest Conference days, and some would say that was NIL before NIL. Where do you fall on all this NIL stuff right now as someone who covered the Southwest Conference beat?
Well, I think you look at it, number one, I thought, and beyond what was going on at SMU and, well, all through the Southwest Conference, frankly, I mean, I've always thought, give players some walking around money. Yeah, you're giving them tuition, books, meals, but my gosh, give them some walking around money. And if they got walking around money, they'll probably stay out of trouble. But then NIL comes along, and guys, you could see the way that thing was set up. Knowing coaches the way we know coaches, certainly knowing boosters the way we know boosters, that thing was that was an 18-wheeler sitting on the train track. You know there's going to be a hell of a wreck coming. And it, I wouldn't say it's arrived just because of Saban and Jimbo, but I think Saban and Jimbo now have kind of blown the lid off of it. I mean, Saban is, he's so damn pompous, and that's just him. And he saw somebody getting an advantage, and he starts whining about it. Even put in Nine-Toed Deion. Even put in Deion Sanders in there, who's in Jackson State, of all places. So Saban probably need to shut up. And I did think Jimbo could. Kevin Sherrington brought this up. I was reading a column. He said Jimbo might could have just laughed it off and made fun of Saban instead of getting so damn mad. But I kind of like the fact he got that mad, frankly. So I don't think, hey, it's going to be a wreck. And that's already starting when you've got just wide open, give them all you can give them with no rules involved. And I think that's already starting.
Randy Galloway joining us here on the Flying Fish Hotline. Randy, this is Lopez, and I just want to chime in with some of my best press box memories and post-game memories at horse tracks and stuff are with you. But the one thing that I admire you the most for that I'm hoping you can help John McClain with.
Oh, please.
And
he
that,
needs this.
And that is, you know that when you're retired, you're actually retired. And John McClain just doesn't quite – he hasn't quite gotten into the groove yet of what retirement is. Can you help our guy out?
When your producer called me and said, hey, can you come on at 11? I thought we were doing this at 11:30. No, McClain, we're on McClain time. He's got stuff to do. And, that's what I'm thinking. I was at the deal Saturday night in Waco. I'm going, look at this thing. John is retired. However, he's still doing 35 radio shows a week around the world. And I asked him, I said, John, retire, damn it. I love retirement. I love doing nothing, but I don't think we're going to get but not Mr. John. I'm wired for it. I tell you what, I am wired for doing nothing. I'm damn good at doing nothing, and I love doing nothing. John will hammer.
I got to tell you all another Randy story about my late father, Curtis McClain. He used to love listening to Randy on WBAP, and he'd call me, tell me things that Randy said. And I told Randy that my dad listened a couple times. He mentioned Curtis McClain in Waco. And in 2004, when the Super Bowl was here, I wanted to make sure Randy Galloway got taken care of really well. So I got a limo. I got a friend at the horse track, Andrea Young, and had Randy limoed to the horse track. And the next day I saw him. He said, McClain, damn, you had everything in it for me last night except my favorite beer. I called his wife. I said, what's his favorite beer? She said, Miller Genuine Draft. Next night, he gets in that limo. There's a six-pack of Miller iced out. My dad calls me. He said, did you fix up Randy Galloway with hookers? I said, why? He said, he's talking about you on the radio and saying the nice things. I said, no, only Miller Genuine Draft.
That was, hey, that Super Bowl is playing in charge. And I'll tell you what, the commissioner has, you know, 1,000 people that, I think it was Tagliabue then, that think they're in charge. But no, McLean was in charge of that damn Super Bowl for sure. And I enjoyed my man getting to go out to Sam Houston Park and rent the horses. You know, Landry, you know, and John, you know, that's, might be my favorite pastime.
You're darn
right. Of all of them right there.
Yeah, I enjoyed it. Facing Nolan's coming out today, documentary about Nolan Ryan. I know you know him very well. You make an appearance in it. What did you think of the documentary, and what about your thoughts on Nolan Ryan as a whole? I know you guys are pretty close. You covered him for a long time.
Yeah, I Nolan called me yesterday, which is very nice, and I was talking about the Hall of Fame thing, and just as a note, they're doing all these theaters tonight around the country. I didn't tell him a bunch. But I asked, well, what about Netflix and that stuff? He said it'll be on Netflix in the fall. Now, I hope Nolan knows, because a lot of people have asked me, what about, you know, when's it going to be the Netflix thing or whatever, you know, all those others that are Hulu and everything else. I had not seen it until a couple of weeks ago, and they had a kind of a premier private showing in Fort Worth. And there were about 400 people there, and John does a great job in there, a heck of a good job.
Thank you.
Playing on baseball, but the have you seen it, John?
I have, Randy. I think it's tremendous.
Yeah, yeah. And the thing I took away, and I told Nolan this, it's about a Hall of Fame pitcher. But the real story of this thing, when you see it, is about a Hall of Fame woman involved in motherhood and parenthood.
100%.
Because I thought Ruth stole the whole damn show, frankly.
Yeah.
Ruth Ryan was outstanding. And for those of us who have known the Ryans for, heck, I've first met him in 1972 after the Rangers moved here, and he was in with the California Angels. That shouldn't be a surprise, but the thing comes off just outstanding. I mean, I watch these things. Heck, John is the same way, but I've probably done 100 of them. These, you know, because I work for Disney, for ESPN, and you. You know, they're 30 for 30s, and then you got the NFL Network, a Football Life, and you see the way these things, where they work. But from the minute I walked in, they did it at the baseball park, the new park here. And I walked in, and they had so much equipment in there and so many people, just to film these interviews. They could have filmed Apocalypse Now in this damn studio. They had set up, so you knew there was a lot of money behind it, and they were going to do it right, and boy, did they ever.
All right, Gallo, we appreciate you, man. Remember when I told you Nolan wasn't a baseball guy? I was kind of kidding. You didn't talk to me for 2 weeks?
Hey, I probably didn't talk to you for 2 weeks a number of times.
That's right.
Gallo, we appreciate you.
We know how you feel, hey. Randy. Congratulations, Randy.
I appreciate it, guys. Always great talking to you.
By the way, were you running before when we called you? What are you doing running?
Let me tell you, in about 6 months, I'll be 80 years old. So what I do now is kind of a walk jog. I'm here at the middle school track in Aledo, Texas. And I like to drink, okay? I like Dripping Springs vodka, and I like beer. So I got to get out and do something every day. We got a little rain falling, so it's a good day to do it.
There you go.
I try to do it, you know, 4 or 5 times a week anyway.
There you go. Gallo, we appreciate you, man.
Thank you.
Hey, you guys be cool. We'll talk to you. See you.
All right, there you go.
Not just Randy one of the Galloway. Greatest in Texas, but one of the greatest in our country's history.
Yeah, for sure. And it's kind of weird. It's kind of like a full circle thing. Like all of us have worked with him in like some capacity. Really, really crazy. He the one thing he's got on you, though, John, he does know how to retire.
He does know how to
retire. He also had horses. Has horses. It's easy to retire when you get in the racehorse business.
There you go.
He does have horses. Coming up, world famous McLean leg hiking. Another media legend throws out maybe the worst suggestion ever. World famous McLean leg hiking next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at LinkedIn.com/decide. That's LinkedIn.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
John McClay said, "Thank you, Peggy."
Live from the Twin Peaks Studios, Sports Radio 610 presents In the Loop with John Lopez and Landry Locker.
All right, world famous McLean leg hiking presented by Horn Solutions. Here's how it works. You guys are some dirty old men, by the way. We throw our takes at John McLean. He either agrees or he hikes the leg. Miles Straw getting a tribute video was a little bit too much yesterday.
Absolutely. When I saw that, Miles Straw, are you kidding me?
You've got to be kidding me.
You've got to be special to get a video.
Act like you've been there before because
exactly.
You have. John McLean has thrown practice ceremonial opening pitches to Carroll.
I get figgy. Not yet. I haven't had time.
But I am. You are.
I got
is
a ball.
Is Carroll going to be able to handle that all right?
Carroll's going to start off, and then I'm bringing in Lester Zed.
Oh, okay.
And he came over the other day with his glove and his ball, and I said, no, not yet.
Not yet.
McLean, I'm legit concerned about you throwing out this first pitch. Like, can I talk you out of this? Like, this is a bad idea.
You just need to be really quiet so you can hear the pop.
Ooh!
What, in your,
you can be
in
quiet
your leg?
Snap for the it first in time. Yeah, my
in that shoulder.
In the shoulder.
Oh, that's a good one. How come you're not this funny all the time?
I feel like you might get like carted off like Odorizzi, except you won't be back the next day like Odorizzi. I'm worried.
I
about
thought Odorizzi had died.
I know.
I did too.
So did he.
What a miracle.
So did he.
Peter King had this suggestion in his column. Here it is right here. Quote, one day I hope there'll be a 30 for 30 on the Ravens 2021 season. They were 8-3, a playoff lock entering December already. Injury riddled with every warm-blooded running back out for the year, and the franchise tackle Ronnie Stanley and top cornerback Marcus Peters lost for the season. Lamar Jackson got hurt, as did Marlon Humphrey, and they lost their last six games. Blah, 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 blah.
Who cares?
This would be the worst 30 for 30 ever.
I get Figgy. No, I'm sorry. I agree. I read that. That was not as ridiculous as him picking the Chargers second and the Lions 20th.
Did you see that?
That was close.
Chargers were the second best. Well, you didn't
see it,
obviously.
And they didn't make the playoffs. Peter admitted up front he didn't know anything about ranking teams.
Oh, okay. Damian Pierce will be the week one starter at running back.
Boy, I was watching them today. Of course, none of the rookies are starting. They got to make them earn it. But it's either Marlon Mack or Rex Burkhead. So I'll say yeah.
I think
he's going to look good enough preseason. If he's not starting the first game, it'll be the second.
I wrote down all the backs that were, you know, I saw it on Twitter, of course, that were getting carries today. Rex Burkhead, this is going to make you vomit, Landry. Royce Freeman, Marlon Mack, Dare Ogunbowale.
Say that name again. I'm impressed.
Dare Ogunbowale.
Dare Ogunbowale.
Dare.
Dare. Damian Pierce and Darius Anderson. They don't have a good running back room.
No, it's one of the worst.
That's why I think Damian Pierce is going to rush for 1,000 yards.
I agree.
John McClain joining us, presented by Horn Solutions here on In the Loop on Sports Radio 610. Titus Howard's a tackle. They need to quit.
He's a right tackle, and A.J. Cann is the right guard. They were both out there today, and they will be the starters when the season begins, and Titus will stay at right tackle.
Jeff Driscoll will line up at tight end at some point this season.
I get Figgy. I think that experiment was
done. Well, he can't throw. He was awful today early on.
You know, he had one great long pass.
He did?
Through, yep.
And we thought
at the time, so he can do something besides run.
Our boots on the ground, Figgy Fig said he was throwing some bad balls.
He threw some bad balls.
Yeah.
He threw a pretty pass, huh?
Threw a great deep pass. One.
Yeah, I want to see what this
one. The guy was gone.
Figgy was gone. He said.
John McClain joining us.
Figgy was
by
in
Horn
the bathroom.
Solutions.
Yeah.
Here on In the Loop, Sports Radio 610. Deshaun Watson will watch HBO Real Sports tonight. That's going to feature two of his accusers.
Oh, boy. Hi, Figgy. I don't think so. I don't think he's going to. I don't think he pays any attention to it right now. He leaves that up to his legal team while he focuses on his new team.
Tom Brady won't be a color commentator for more than 2 years.
Oh, boy. That kind of money. Hi, Kid Figgy. I think he will. He'll come back after 2 years in broadcast booth. He'll come back at 48.
What evidence is there that he's going to be good?
Nobody has any idea. Yeah. And a lot of that money he's getting, he's got to be an ambassador for Fox. He'll be going when they're selling ads and stuff. They'll trot out Tom Brady. Super Bowl parties, they'll trot out Tom Brady. You got to work for 37 and a half
days. You better.
Do you? What does he got to do? I'm worried he
might
not
embarrass himself. Well, if he does, everybody in the country will know it.
Derek Stingley will be ready to go when training camp rolls around.
Absolutely, he'll be ready to go. Lovie Smith said today after practice, they had some guys who did not practice because of injuries, but all were slated to be ready for the start of camp.
Johnny Depp will win his case against Amber Heard.
Oh, boy, I've been paying close attention to that. It's fascinating.
It's incredible
fascinating.
To watch. It's incredible to watch.
I don't know if half of it's
true. See the psychiatrist yesterday?
Yeah, but it's fascinating.
$50 million defamation versus $100 million defamation.
So I'm going to say that Johnny Depp will win it, yes.
All right. You got to dig in on this.
I just can't.
It's crazy.
It's unbelievable.
It's crazy.
No, I watch the tackiest of the tacky. TMZ's normal. I can't even click on Johnny Depp and this woman.
TMZ, you'll like this.
They disgust me.
It is disgusting, but it's like a train wreck.
It's disgusting. It's mesmerizingly disgusting.
Yes.
See, I enjoyed Blow. A lot of other Johnny Depp movies bother me. Like Pirates, I'm not watching that crap. I'm not watching some Willy
Wonka
crap. I'm not watching any of that crap. I just don't like Johnny Depp.
He's got a ponytail every day.
Yeah.
How do you feel about the ponytail?
I don't have a problem with ponytails. I don't like man buns. Just go ahead and have the ponytail.
Just let it go.
John McClain joining us, presented by Horn Solutions here on In the Loop Sports Radio 610. John McClain got drunk Saturday at the Houston Sports Awards.
No, he did not. He had one half of a beer. He's very careful before he has to speak or do the radio. Last Thursday night, I moderated a thing for the Hughes Corporation at the Woodlands Resort with Wade Phillips, Robert Brazil, Dan Pastrine, Bruce Matthews, and I had one half of a beer because I don't trust myself.
I know what they were paying too.
Say the wrong thing.
You better only have one.
And so I'm very careful.
Hold on just a sec. Did you just go third person on me? Are we seeing? Is all this?
I said
No, you said he.
Not with me. I didn't say he. No. No, I did not.
Has all this attention to McClain gone to his head? You
absolutely
just went third person.
Not.
You just went Willie Beeman.
I
you went
never
third person.
Said he.
You said
that is.
You said no. He
Figgy,
didn't.
Play much? That back.
Bet 100.
No, you're right about a beer. I said no, he didn't.
Bet 100.
I said no, he didn't.
Yeah. See, so you went third person. It's going to your head.
No, he didn't. He didn't get drunk.
It is. It's going to your head. I can't believe this.
It all goes to my head, and then when I come in every Tuesday and I'm on with you, I realize, phew. I'm still just a peon.
No, you definitely are. John McClain, we always appreciate
Landry,
you.
John, Figgy, thank you guys very much. I appreciate you having me on. That was a great idea to bring in the great Randy Galloway. Thank you.
John McClain joining us, presented by Horn Solutions every Tuesday, 10:35, right here on In the Loop. Coming up, Texans finding their way back on the field. The NFL no-shows, and the Astros back at it tonight after an emotional night last night at the Juice Box. Hits are lit next.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s?
It's better over here.
Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Playing all the hits. These are the hot stories of the day. You're listening to In the Loop with Houston's sports leader, Sports Radio 610.
We'll hear from Lovie Smith, Texans practicing today. We talked to A.J. Cann to start off the show, new right guard for your Houston Texans. A.J. Cann excited. He says he is a right guard, so hopefully he holds it down. We'll also hear from Lovie Smith in the noon hour. John McClain was in attendance at practice. Why? I have no idea, but he was not in attendance yesterday. Kyler Murray, Deebo Samuel, and scary Terry McLaurin. He hasn't been in Washington at any activities all year long. So you have three no-shows: Kyler Murray, Deebo Samuel, scary Terry. I don't understand what Kyler Murray thinks he's accomplishing here, especially at this point in his career. I know he wants a contract. But the fact that he's a no-show, it's a bad look for me. Deshaun Watson didn't do this. Josh Allen didn't do this. Patrick Mahomes didn't do this. I don't understand what Kyler Murray is doing. Like, you should be out there with your teammates.
Yeah.
Especially with how he finished the year last year.
Especially at OTAs. Now, training camp, and you're bitter, and you want to really send a strong message, like, dude, it's real, you know, to the front office. But OTAs, separate the two. A lot of quarterbacks have, as you just talked about. The Deebo one, to me, I think is a little more understandable. I mean, that relationship is fractured. And obviously he's not the quarterback. So I think the Debo one might be a little bit more understandable.
Yeah, Debo's trying to get a new deal. Yeah. And it's obvious that with the way that he's used and with the money he makes, there is a slippery slope there. But you're Kyler Murray, you're a quarterback. Like, you have examples of guys who've been at camp in similar situations. Right. I don't understand the Kyler Murray situation at all. I just think he's completely misplaying it. Deshaun Watson, Browns beginning their activities today. Deshaun expected to be there. He's also going to be on your TV tonight if you have HBO. HBO Real Sports with Bryant Gumbel. Two of Watson accusers are going to be on the TV screen. You got your popcorn ready for this one.
I've already set the recording. Definitely your popcorn ready for this. Rusty Harden, as you've heard and will hear, has kind of done some preemptive strikes, if you will, on what he expects Deshaun's accusers to say. But it's going to be eye-opening, because once you get to video and audio, it just becomes so much more real for so many more people.
Here is Rusty Harden. He was on the Between the Lines podcast talking about his strong beliefs on what violations didn't take place involving his client, Deshaun Watson.
I have always believed very strongly that the conduct that he's accused of, that the only conduct he's accused of that would create a violation of the code of conduct, what little sexual activity did occur was consensual. And there are only three occasions in our case that any type of sexual activity occurred. And that's three out of 22 of the massages. And that sexual activity was consensual. It's important for everybody to remember the grand jury actions should put that to risk, because two of the three women that made plaintiff allegations, cases were presented to the grand jury, and the grand jury returned no bill. A no bill means they cannot find probable cause that there is any evidence of a criminal conduct. And every type of allegation that the plaintiffs have made that would be potentially criminal conduct was rejected. One grand jury rejected 9, and another grand jury rejected number 10. And so our view as to whether there's any violation of the code of conduct is actually already decided by the grand jury.
All right, so he's batting 130. If we want to go baseball, like, Deshaun Watson's batting 136 when it comes to sexual encounters with massage therapists.
Success.
What does that even
closing
mean?
The deal.
So does that mean, like, this is like, of all the things, and this isn't about forceful stuff, because the criminal process has already played out. So does this mean that I'm to believe that maybe there wasn't like an awkward moment for
all of
someone
them.
Who thought that there was like a professional thing going on? Like, I don't understand like this whole, well, you know, only 3 of 22. So the other 19, the ones that are accusing of maybe like, you know, awkward situations that put them in an uncomfortable spot, it was just all cool and all professional up to that point? Or maybe much like when you take a girl to the movies. I use the movie example. You take a girl to the movies. 3 times out of 22, you end up making out in the movie theater. If you do it 3 out of 22, and that's what you're hanging your hat on, there's probably a few times where you try and she says no or something like that. Based on what Rusty Harden's saying, that's how I'm looking at this and how I'm taking it. I don't know how he thinks that any sane person it like sits there and says, oh, well, you only had sex with 3 out of 22 massage therapists. That's normal. Okay, I gotcha. Only 13% of the time. I don't get this.
Well, to be fair, and you and I have always tried to say, you know, be fair about this and say both sides, it's entirely possible the women initiated it the 3 times.
Sure.
Right?
Sure.
But common sense and what the NFL is looking at is, okay, so you went to a professional setting 22 times, at least 22 times. And 3 of those times, you ended up having sex. Something led to you having some kind of sex with 3 women. That's not something to brag about. You know, that's not something that says your personal code of conduct is prim and proper, that it's right. And also, it also might lead to, well, did the other 19... And, you know, just spurn your advances, or was it just something totally altogether different? And the thing that's what you took away with it, and I thought that was a very good point.
I think it's weird.
What I took away from it is Rusty knows better than this. Rusty is doing what Rusty does. He's defending his clients. So bravo, applause to Rusty. But he knows the NFL code of conduct is not a legal standard. So you can't say, well, the grand jury said this, so clearly... No. The grand jury has a legal standard. They listen to prosecutors, and they listen to the evidence that you present to them, et cetera, et cetera. The NFL doesn't. The NFL is talking about personal conduct. So when you say that, well, nothing should happen, in essence, is what he's saying, because you know the grand jury didn't see anything. No. That's not how it works.
Baseball is back. Basketball is heating up. And the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Playing the hits here on In the Loop Sports Radio 610. More from Deshaun Watson's attorney, Rusty Harden, on the Between the Lines podcast. Here's an elaboration on the forceful conduct allegations from Deshaun Watson's attorney.
There are three allegations of some type of forcible conduct. Two of those three allegations were by people whose complaints were made to the police or the DAs. So those two are separate. The remaining one was not part of the cases the DA's office considered in terms of a complaint. But my belief is, I don't know what happens in the grand jury. My belief is the grand jury considered everybody, whether they have filed a formal complaint or not. They looked at this whole panoply of conduct that was alleged in the 22 lawsuits, because the remaining one is the woman that originally tried to shake him down for $30,000 and claimed that she would keep quiet or it would be embarrassing for everybody. That's the third allegation of force is still out there. So I don't find it credible. I don't think the NFL will find it credible. I don't think a jury in a civil case would find it credible, but it is still out there. I'm simply saying that when you look at the items listed under the code of conduct, the only two that could be considered potentially to have been inviolated and therefore subjected to punishment are the first two that have been forced. And I strongly believe the grand jury's decisions take care of those forcible allegations.
That's what I'm talking about. He's right. The grand jury did. NFL doesn't have to. And that just the behavior, the conduct is what they're going to be looking at. And they have an investigator who was a former judge and prosecutor. And so, you know, maybe she'll lean that way, but the commissioner can still give Levy the fine. Levy the suspension.
Coming up in the noon hour, Rusty Harden kind of taunted Tony Busby. Was he smarter than Tony Busby gave him credit for? We'll hear from Deshaun Watson's attorney in the noon hour. Astros yesterday fall to the Guardians. They lose the game. They're 15-4 now since Jose Altuve came off the injured list. On May 2nd, Luis Garcia allows 5 hits, 4 runs, 2 earned runs.
Bad error.
In 5 innings, there was a throwing error that kind of took the wheels off.
Bad error.
A little bit. That might have been one error, but was it as bad of an error as what the Astros did before the game? A tribute video for Miles Straw.
No, it wasn't. Okay, do what you want. You're the Astros. It's your tribute video. It's your former player. Do what you want. But this is a bit much. Miles Straw, you did a tribute video for Miles Straw.
Yep.
Who never was an everyday player, got traded when he was finally becoming one, which obviously.
Yeah, but everybody
knew wanted him out.
A new center fielder.
And wanted
they
him
traded
out.
Him without having a replacement. They brought up Myers, if you remember correctly.
Exactly.
With Siri and stuff.
Exactly.
They traded him for a reliever.
Yeah. This is Miles Straw, you did a tribute video for. He had 134 hits for his career with the Astros. What are you doing?
Is that good?
No. Michael Brantley has 134 hits right-handed. You know what I mean? Jose Altuve could fart 134 hits. This was
so
just.
You think it's a tacky trend now?
I don't know if tacky is the word I would use, but why are you doing this? Why are you reaching for this? You know, you act like you've been there before because you actually have. You know, you could do tribute videos for a lot of players.
George Springer?
Absolutely.
What about Josh Reddick?
Yeah, Reddick. I think you could do Reddick. You don't like it?
No, that's fine.
Correa, you better erect a statue literally on the field at shortstop. If Miles Straw is going to get a tribute video for 134 hits, what does Carlos Correa get? You going to rename the stadium? I mean, Correa Field at Minute Maid Park?
I actually got to give some props to whoever had to edit that together.
Oh, my goodness, yes.
Like, because if you could put together a Miles Straw highlight video that was relevant and topical, I mean, props to you. Yeah. They had to dig deep in the archive for that. Whatever person in the back had to put that together, props to you.
Yeah.
Goodness gracious.
There's Miles Straw under a can of corn fly ball, and he catches it. Yay. I mean, it's like trying to come up with a highlight video for Matt Hammond. You know?
It's come on.
It is. Sports Radio 610 greats. We're going to do our tribute audio now. Rich Lord. Hell yeah. You know? Nick Wright. Hell to the yeah. Mark Vandermeer.
Okay.
Of course.
Yeah.
Matt Hammond. That's what this was.
Don't expect people to come in and fix your problem.
That's what this was. Vandermeer, Nick, Rich.
Maybe we should give tribute videos more.
Matt Hammond.
Like the Astros.
No, we shouldn't. Let's act like we've been there before. Or am I too late for that? I guess I'm too late for that.
Houston, what's up? Rick Kamla. Starting Monday from 2 p.m. to 6 p.m. on the home of the Texans, Houston sports leader, Sports Radio 610. 17 years with NBA TV, 25 years covering the NFL. 17 years with NBA TV, you know, Shaq, Charles, all those guys. 25 years covering the NFL. I'm a sports psycho. This is all I care about, all I think about. And I'm bringing it for you, Houston.
There's nobody in Houston talking about, man, woo boy, I'm telling you, Bill O'Brien may have his head in a guillotine. There's not one single person in this city that's sane and reasonable saying that.
It said Maury and Luno would do it. Ain't gonna happen, bro. Pouring gasoline on a bonfire, man. Was that Texas enough for you? Was that
Sports Radio 610 remembers?
I'm getting choked
Rick
up.
Kamla.
I'm getting choked up.
NBA last night, playing the hits here on In the Loop. Boston evens things up in the Eastern Conference Finals with a 102-82
win. Has Miami scored yet?
Over the Miami Heat. The Miami Heat starters, 18 points combined. That's the lowest since 1970 and 1971. 18 points. It's only appropriate that I give the Miami Heat starting lineup the appropriate treatment here as we play the hits. PJ Tucker. You sorry, dog.
Yeah.
Jimmy Butler.
Man, you sorry.
Bam Adebayo.
Man, you sorry.
Kyle Lowry.
Man, you sorry.
Max Strus.
Man, you sorry.
18 points combined for starters in an Eastern Conference Finals game. That is an embarrassment.
Man, you sorry.
So I was locked into the Astros game? And as you're watching the game, you kind of scroll through Twitter. And I was intending to switch over, but I'm all of a sudden, I look at my phone, and it's like, seriously, the score is 18-1. I said, what? So I went over there for a little bit. Yeah, they were losing 18-1 to start the game.
I was watching ESPN Countdown with Kendrick Perkins and Richard Jefferson, and they had someone on, like a betting guy, like our Michael Jenkins, who joins us at 114-115 daily tip powered by BetQL, the great Michael Jenkins. They said, what's the bet of the night? He goes, Boston first half, -4. I just said, okay, whatever.
Really?
Yeah, they were up 20. So if you were watching that and you decided to piggyback, I know Degenerate Lopez, you're looking to get back in the...
I am not a degenerate gambler.
You're looking to get back in the driver's seat.
I place smart bets.
Well, you lost a couple $100s over the weekend.
I did. Worth every penny.
He's got a new fix, J-Lo, picking up new habits.
No,
what's going on?
Those are old habits.
We'll talk to
Michael Jenkins. Ask your boy Randy Galloway.
They are back, though. Mavs on their deathbed tonight against the Warriors. Up 45. There you go, Figgy. Down.
Yeah, the boy.
3-0. Looking to survive against the Golden State Warriors. Do the Mavs lay down or do the Mavs show life?
Just lay down, right? I mean, Luka will score 40 and they'll lose by 12. So that makes about the most sense for me.
This is going to be the most boring NBA finals
ever. It has been the conference finals.
Well, could I interest you in a stat?
Yes.
May 11th was the last time there was an NBA playoff game decided by 5 points or less.
Yeah, so basically 2 weeks, close to 2 weeks.
2 weeks.
Yeah.
Been all blowouts.
It's been awful.
Nobody's going to beat the Warriors, right?
I don't think so.
I mean, Boston can't even. I mean, they're beat up. Miami's
beat up.
No,
they're not
as
beat up as Miami.
Well, they're both beat up.
Yeah.
Marcus Smart.
Robert Williams came back, Giggum, and he had a good game. And so that was a big help for him.
This is going to be a boring, boring finals. Yeah. Very, very boring. Playing the hits here on In the Loop Sports Radio 610. Texans on the practice field. John McClain joined us earlier in the show. Brandon Cooks spoke to the media. We'll hear what Brandon Cooks had to say. We'll also hear what Lovie Smith had to say in about 10 minutes. The offensive line. Do you feel safe that the offensive line that we anticipate is going to be the starting offensive line to start the season is going to be there? Because I do.
I do, too.
This is the first time like I 100% believe you're going.
We know the offensive line.
Our center sucks.
Tunsil, Green, Britt.
That still may be true, by the way.
Titus Howard. I feel like the offensive line's set. This is the first time in a long time.
But what you just heard.
Our center sucks.
Still may be true, but we know who he is. I like the continuity. I like the five dudes, line it up. They might not be, you know, the whatever, you know, offensive line that of your choice that's awesome, but at least they're going to be better just because of that alone, just because of the continuity. It really does matter to have the same five dudes there up front.
Yeah, and it matters to have Titus Howard not a guard.
Yes.
Because he's not a good guard. So he's going to be at right tackle. Figgy had his boots on the ground today as well. Texans on the field getting some work in. CBS Sports just tweeted this out. A question about quarterback Davis Mills. Davis Mills will have blank touchdown passes in 2022. I said 27.
That's a little high. I don't think it's outrageous. So basically what you're saying is you think Davis Mills will finish top 10 touchdowns thrown. Because 10 last year was Carson Wentz with 27. I think he'll be slightly under that. I'm going to say 23 touchdowns thrown. Mac Jones threw 22 last year. Derek Carr threw 23. I think that was right in the middle, slightly above the middle of the pack in the NFL. So I'll say 23 on that.
So you'll say 23. I say 27.
Yeah.
27. Carson Wentz type year. Still wasn't good enough for the Indianapolis.
No, they want 37.
So we'll figure out what happens. More. I've done a little case study on the quarterback market of 2023.
Mm-hmm.
We'll go through that tomorrow. Let me just say this. If the Texans are in the quarterback market next season, it's going to be a lot like my margaritas.
Oh,
half
really?
And half and half. I'll explain that tomorrow. Those are the hits here on In the Loop Sports Radio 610. Coming up, Lovie Smith live from the practice field. Texans getting some work in. We'll hear what Lovie Smith had to say about his team as his first year as head coach of the Houston Texans intensifies next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.